Welcome to GamerCast, episode
113! Sorry, I wanted to do outrageous. Just button and say the number. And I'm Paul, and we are the hosts of this GamerCast type, downloadable internet type program.
Thingy.
Thing, yeah, whatever.
So this will be your last episode for a little while because...
Adam's skiving off for 2 weeks.
Yep, I'm off to Canada, so...
I'm off to Canada.
I will do a slight review
report. What the hell are you going to Canada for? Go somewhere nice, like Somerset.
Republic of China.
Yeah, we can go to People's Republic of China if you want. Yeah, we could do it live from the People's Republic.
This has been censored.
Why would it be censored? We're not talking about anything to do with Chinese government. Chinese government does not dispute our reviews of games.
Well, it's backing us. Are we backed by the People's Republic of China?
Yeah.
GamerCast sponsored by the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, that'd be good. That would be. Give us some money.
If you just want games, click on the links on the left side. If you want to buy shares in corporations and nuclear weapons, then click on the links on the right. Take over the world. Red style.
One interweb at a time.
Right, but yeah, no, while I'm out there,
yeah,
I'm going to be looking around the shop, so I will give my views of gaming in Canada. One of my mates is out there, and he's got an Xbox, so I'll get his views on stuff like that. So I'll be coming back with
it. I'm from Canada.
Come back with the thing. And also the fact that, fair enough,
Canadian,
unfortunately, I get to play Grand Theft Auto 4 before you guys here, because I'll be out in Canada, but oh, fair enough, I only get to play a day before it comes out here.
What day does it come out there?
I think it comes out on the 28th, where it comes out on 29th here or something.
Oh, really?
I know it comes out a smidge bit before, so I think my mate John's getting it.
Are you sure? Because I was under the impression that it was a worldwide release date.
I might be wrong. I went on to EB's website. Let's check it out.
29th of April International. That's the release date. Obviously, okay. If shops want to sell it early, that's entirely up to them.
Yeah, go on to Electronic Boutique's website. EBGames.com or something like that.
eBay, okay.
EB Games. Oh, I remember the days when we used to work for this company.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Sorry, but our website doesn't work. Right, what do you want to know? 360, GTA... GTA... Buy Grand Theft Auto 4. Give us your monies.
Yeah,
dude, why don't you research this before the show?
Because we didn't think about it then.
Really? Yes.
There, click on that one. $59.
Ships, 29th.
Alright.
Oh, cheese. Once again, Dinandal, the Master Hunter, is proved correct.
Fair enough. That's fine.
And
anyway,
Brindley, the crazy-ass dwarf.
The cool thing is...
Who keeps wiping everyone out in the dungeon because he's supposed to be healing and he charges in like a tank.
I am a tank. I'm not a spec healer. I have no
whatever.
Healer spec. I'm tank armored.
Whatever.
Don't make me create a hunter. I'll become a hunter.
I'll kill you in 2 seconds.
Little ginger dwarf hunter.
Tame a bear, you noob.
No, I'm... Rabbit. Kill a rabbit.
I don't think you can tame rabbits.
Yes, what was I going to say? So yeah, I'm going to be out there.
Who
so
knows what you're going to say? I don't know.
I'm unfortunately back after release date, so I'm going to be back. And Grand Theft Auto is already going to be out, so I'll have a go at it before I came back, and then I'll be buying it when I get back.
2 weeks off of GamerCast.
So, Paul will probably have played it more than I would have. So.
I don't know. I'm playing WoW.
Yeah, he's playing WoW. So we'll hopefully.
I don't have time to play anything else. I want to flipping finish Crysis, but it's like all my free time is usually Amelia and Chris here. Let's play WoW.
To be honest, I don't know if I'm going to have.
And I'm falling behind on my Star Trek episodes. That's how behind I am. I can't even keep up with Star Trek. Although, granted, it is season one, which Virgin One is showing at the moment, which sucks. Season one of The Next Generation, which was terrible. Yeah. It was too much like the original series with the stupid music. When you see the ship going along, and the uniforms weren't as good because they didn't even have collars and.
Yeah, they were the jumpsuits.
And Worf looked like a retard.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a GTA review out by the time I get back, because I'm going to be a bit jet-lagged.
Oh, I'll review it. GTA 4, this game is good. You should buy it because it's good. And yeah, it is
a
fun.
Free review.
And that it meets my criteria for a game.
Cool. Right, you said we had letters.
I'll give it 4 out of 5. Preliminary review. 5 out of 5 if I find no technical issues, stupid control issues, or any other stupid issues that have plagued the series. Mm-hmm. Right, letters. Yes, let's do the letters. We had an email / comment on our blog from Mr. Cooper. He says, "Oi." That's not a good way to start off, dude. You have to be polite. "Dear Adam and Paul."
We love "Oi." We love the show. Long time listener, first time emailer. That's what we want.
That's good. Not oi.
Oi.
Yeah, anyway, he says, "What happened to the listening live / the chat box? Am I missing the link or is it gone?" It is gone and we have money.
Yeah. Let's put it bluntly. We don't get paid to do this. And for my part of it, I was going from paying, was it £20 a month? Was it 25 or 20? It was 20, wasn't it?
I was paying 25, you were paying 20.
And now I'm paying £5. So you can see the difference in jump between having live, which sometimes not everybody turned up, and the chat room, or...
Money. So yeah, we did on previous episodes state that, okay, this is really costing us money to rent this. You know, we rented a separate box from my existing server. Well, it was quite expensive. And although we did put some of our other websites on there, at the end of the day, it was too expensive. So I just put it on my server, bought way more hard drive space for the gigabytes of episodes we've got now. And yeah, it's on that server now, which means we don't have live.
Unfortunately.
It does mean I keep getting emails saying I'm running out of hard drive space over and over again.
Why are you getting close to being empty?
Yes. I got an extra 3 gigs of space. Well, the server was pretty full up anyway, so I got an extra 3 gigs, and that's why I make you pay for it. Because we have about 3 gigs of shows, but now it's creeping up to 3.1 gig. And I keep getting emails, your hard drive is 84% full, 80 blah blah blah, and it's like every day I get an email. So what I could do is order another couple of gigabytes, get rid of the emails, or just work out where the config file is and change that. But it's quite annoying.
Yeah, the other thing I could think of is maybe we archive and get rid of some of the shows that are longer being downloaded.
Yeah, I mean, there are also like free hosting solutions for podcasts, but then once you get over a certain amount of traffic, they charge you money. Which is annoying. So it's, yeah. And I'd rather have it on my server anyway, rather than have some weird ass URL.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Or we just start archiving and cutting off the show.
Gary Smith, is that Gary Smith I know?
That used to work at Game a long time ago. Yeah.
Tell me he's an idiot.
He works in my department. Although he works in the other data center, so he's across the site. Right, Orange Box is out of its box. just a quick thing. Notice that Valve have released on CD Software.
What did you just say? CD Software.
Yeah, as in not downloadable. Like they normally do off the shop. Actually, you can go into a shop and buy this.
Please tell me it's on DVD.
Oh, it's DVDs. Disc software, sorry. DVD.
Optical disc. Disc reminds me of a floppy disk.
Okay, for Paul, optical disc software.
When you write, you don't need to write it like that, because you spell disc with a C if it's optical, or K if it's like a hard disc or a floppy disk.
Okay.
Okay, carry on.
Anyway. Saw that they're re-releasing Orange Box out of his box, so you can buy Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and 2 for $14.99. You can buy Team Fortress 2 for $14.99 and Portal for $12.99. This is fair enough. This is on PC, but
Portal $12.99, $9.99, be better. $12.99. That's, you have to get a £10 note, then you have to break like a £5 note or another £10.
Its price was $14, but they dropped it down a bit. To be honest, this is probably trying to get to the market of people who have it that
who don't like Steam.
Yeah.
Who, you know, they go into a store looking for games. They don't know the game's out. They just have a look around and then they buy, which they wouldn't do otherwise, unless they didn't previously know about the game.
Yeah. And it's good to probably maybe get people in who are be tempted, but kind of like, nah, I don't want to buy Orange Box because I'd only want Team Fortress 2 because my mate's got it, I like it, but I don't like Half-Life 2, so I'm not going to buy it. And now he can go out and purchase that without having to do anything with Steam or anything like that. So I can see that there is a market for it, how very little.
Yeah, Womble.
Yeah, it's a Womble. Oreo cool. But it's going to be a small market for him, but it's nice to give people a choice.
You know what I forgot to do?
What?
Move the microphone. Let's hope all that came out alright.
Oh yeah, we apologise for any bad recording from here until now, because Paul forgot to move the microphone. We're not redoing this episode.
No, we're not spending 12 minutes redoing all that.
Well,
it recorded it fine anyway.
Yeah. Okay,
I just thought, aren't we missing something from here? What's next? We were going to talk about some GTA 4.
Yeah, GTA 4. One of my mates at work just sent me across a copy of a magazine he was reading that's got a review of Grand Theft Auto 4 multiplayer. So we finally got it confirmed for myself that there is a multiplayer. From the looks of it, they haven't said anything towards whether or not there's a drop-in, drop-out, in-story co-op, but and also they don't have qualified the idea of whether you do split screen multiplayer, so you can have your mate round and both of you play online against other people, or play together against each other without having to be online
on the interwebs.
Because fair enough, there was a big complaint about Call of Duty 4 about the fact that you couldn't add a friend with you like you could with Halo and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a disappointment.
Well, Halo has always been very advanced with multiplayer.
Yeah, multiplayer, I think it is the leading
for games like Call of Duty. Multiplayer is really just an afterthought.
Although Call of Duty 4, so many people I've spoken to, they actually say that the only reason the game's got any success is the multiplayer, because the single player isn't that great.
Isn't it?
No, it's actually quite disappointing. If they didn't have, for some reason, there is something in the multiplayer that makes it so addictive that a lot of people are buying that game for playing it.
It's like Quake 1 back for those people who have PCs.
I when I borrowed it, I was playing it non-stop. I played part of the first level and I lost interest straight away on single player. So I think they gained something and lost something, otherwise it would have been a top of the range
game. What nations do you fight under in the campaign?
In the campaign, US Marines, SAS, Russian Special Forces, some sort of Arabic thing.
Some sort of Arabic thing.
But the thing is that you don't choose who you play as.
Arabic thing?
I don't know. I'm not really paying attention when I'm playing the game. You don't choose who you play as. Basically, each map has got two opposing sides. Very similar to Battlefield 2.
No, I mean for single player.
Oh, for single player. The bit I was playing as, SAS, I think, the first part, but I think it changed to go
because number three, you played as Poland, Well, you played as a Polish soldier, and I thought that was really lame.
Yeah.
No offence, but I'd much rather be in the Red Army.
But,
like all the Polish should be.
Back to GTA 4. It's looking good. Some death matches in there, full online multiplayer. You know, cops and robbers, as helicopters, motorbikes.
Robbers. What are you, seven? We're not running around playing that.
But end of this month, you will be.
Because kids now play GTA 4.
Cops and robbers. Yeah, I must admit, I'm looking incredibly impressed with the idea of it.
I like the fact of that you have more than two cars on a street.
Yeah.
I like the fact you have now have three cars, and it's like, whoa, man.
But yeah, it's nice that for once you'll be able to play as the cops, and there's a lot of strategy involved. Like they've said,
there's 14 different modes in the game. There's one called Hangman's Noose.
Yep.
And Carjack City. I assume for that you just have to
probably go around
carjack as many cars as you can.
Yeah, trying to collect cars and nick them off each
and
other.
And then there's two bomb the base modes. I imagine that works like Counter Strike.
Yeah.
Except with people in the city.
Then there's Mafia Work, Team Mafia Work. Deathmatch and Team Deathmatch.
Turf War sounds interesting.
Yeah, Turf War, which I imagine is for taking over different areas.
It's called, it's called Cops and Crooks.
I imagine there's probably
not
some
Cops and Robbers.
I imagine
Police Officers and Robbers. That is the new Gamercast official way of saying it.
Race
mode as well. GTA Race, I don't know what that is.
Deal Breaker and
Free Roaming.
So it, you're not just bound by those things if you wanted to,
because I'd imagine the deathmatch modes probably aren't very good. That's deathmatch in GTA. I'd rather deathmatch in Quake 3, to be honest.
But the fact they've put free roaming mode in there, they're kind of like when you're both playing with the mate and you're doing something where you're going around with the car and you're trying to spin it and see if you can get it jammed in some parking lots, all the crazy things that people have done from GTA 3 onwards. At least now it means that two people could probably get together online, jump in a car, or jump in two cars,
and just mess around and do what they want.
If you wanted to, you could find this really cool bit that you were having to jump and hit over this bridge, and you're trying to do it on two motorcycles, watching each other do it. So it's not just about going around in GTA 4 shooting the crap out of each other. If you wanted to, two people can get together in this GTA world and piss about, which I think is a great element to have in this game, because I think that was the keystone of GTA when it finally came three-dimensional, was the fact that for the first time it was a game you could just pick up and muck about by yourself or with your mates.
Well, hang on,
I
used to muck around in GTA 1 and 2.
I did as well. But
I very rarely did any missions.
I never
goofed around.
I never played any missions on GTA 1. I spent my whole time collecting cars. I found this really cool car park and I used to go around nicking all the best cars and try and get as many in there as I could, and then race off with them. And I used to love riding the motorbike, but the only way I could ride a motorbike was to get it just on the white lines of the road, because I'd hit a car otherwise, because it went too fast and I couldn't control it.
Noob.
Yeah.
Get an Epic controller.
Epic bike. But yeah, I must admit, it's looking good.
I was watching a documentary yesterday in which they called the Soviet Union Epic. I thought, Epic, yeah.
Get an epic country.
And what I did, I sent a message to Catherine. You can draw stuff. I drew USSR and then put brackets around it in purple, like in WoW. Yeah, epics. Yeah, that's so original, doing that. I really like basing all my funny jokes off World of Warcraft. And I put USA in grey colours. Vendor, sell it to a vendor, dude. We don't want it.
Some of the things that they were saying on here that I was reading through, there's a whole thing where you're having to get away from the cops from a heist, and you've got a boss and you've got to protect him, so you're having to like skid your cars to the side, use your cars as blocks and shooting at the other cops, and you start getting kind of like a proper police chasing after you. And you know, the police cars can either ram you if they're being played, but most people will want to sideswipe and get out the car and shoot across where you get while the boss is trying to get away.
Why don't you just not do that?
You just want to...
Why upset the police and cause all this chaos?
You know it's not going to happen. The people who are playing the cops will just drive straight into the robbers and smash into the cars, and everybody will blow up. It'll be great. So much carnage.
It'll be great. Let's kill ourselves. It sounds
carnage.
Fun.
There are helicopters in it for the people who are kind of wondering what flight is in there, but...
Well, who cares? Nobody really cares.
I don't think he's being pushed as much as it was in the last one where he went a little bit OTT.
Well, you know, the last one, oh, wow, we've got planes and blah, 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 and this and that. It's like, I really don't care.
Yeah, it went a bit OTT.
I don't know you, but I don't fly around in a plane every day in my life. I don't nick a helicopter and do that. But then I don't really nick cars either, so...
The helicopter is not grabbable all the time. From the sounds of it, it's something...
Obviously, if you could be in the helicopter all the time, it'd be stupid, really. Yeah. Ruin the game.
So
they might as well just call it flight simulator if you do. Because you can't like jump out of your helicopter mid-flight and, you know, helicopter jack another helicopter.
Yeah. So I think the balance of what you can do has changed a lot more. Now, as far as I'm aware, they've got like the controls here for the PlayStation 3, because this is what it was reviewed on. And it's like
the PlayStation.
Same again with the fact that it's one button to get in and out. Now, I have heard that supposedly there is more to it about getting into a car.
Yeah, now you have to play this mini-game where you have to connect all these pipes together and water flows through, and then that makes you unlock the door. I don't know what the hell that's about. Cough, cough, Bioshock. Oh, look, I have to reprogram this thing by...
Water.
...playing my Pipe Mania game.
But... I must admit, this is getting jam-packed full, because, to be honest, loads of people played Grand Theft Auto until they couldn't do a mission, and then you could just piss house about. But the ability now that if you want to, you can play online, this game's life expectancy is going to be majorly extended compared to most of the other
GTA. Of course, we will point out that Grand Theft Auto 3 was originally going to have multiplayer as well on the PC, but they cut it out at the last moment. Mm. So it's nice they're making you buy a new game to get features, which they said they'd do ages ago.
Yeah. But considering this is the sequel to number 3 and all those were like the standalones.
Everyone's were just, yeah, expansion.
You know, different time periods, different things in the same engine moving along. So this is the true sequel. We're getting on to
some... I do like it's in New York, although, you know, New York is a bit blocky. Instead of, Vice City was nice, but San Andreas was terrible.
Yeah. Liberty City was good, and to have this as kind of like a... Liberty City stroke New York style thing. It's...
Well, Liberty City was loosely based on New York.
Yeah. So it's going to be nice, that sort of feel, and I think it was the landmarking era for Grand Theft, especially for me. I played Vice City, it was kind of cool, and then I was kind of like, yeah, I've lost interest now. I owned San Andreas. I got so far, and I was kind of like...
I really can't even bother anymore.
I can't be asked to drive all the way. I got lost so much that I actually got annoyed.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I never looked at the map unless I was in trouble on number 3, and for the first time I was actually continually looking at the map trying to plan my route so I didn't get lost on the way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get to a point where you'd have to play the game a lot to learn where you have to go, where, you know, what the layout is. And San Andreas was a bit too big, and instead, you know, the other two were quite nice in that you had three zones you had to unlock. You had, what was it, two in Vice City? I can't remember. But either way, you had three islands and you unlocked the islands. With this, you had like blocks which were unlocked, but they weren't islands and there was no clear, you know, definition or...
Yeah.
I didn't like that. You know, islands, it's easy to do because you make up some excuse about the bridge blowing up. Fine. Whatever. Mm.
Like they did in the...
How convenient, but okay, I'll let you off. But the other thing with San Andreas, I just didn't like the whole, you know... The, you know, urban...
Yeah, gang warfare.
The urban gang warfare, so I much prefer, you know...
It was something they had to do because you had the whole Miami Vice feel, even though you were playing as a bad guy. Then you've got, like,
excuse
gang
me?
Warfare. But I think it was something about the Mafia sort of thing. Cause was it just the Mafia or was there Triad in it as well? You got a car. Where do you get that from?
I nicked it.
Nicked it.
I don't know, Amelia gave it to me yesterday. I have no idea where it's from. She said, I've got a present for you, and I said, okay, and it's like that.
Fair enough.
So she's probably trying to get out of paying me back the 20 quid she gives me.
Oh yeah, for the McDonald's.
From last week, yeah.
Which she'd only paid you back and she asked for it back again. The bank of Paul.
I'm not a bank, okay? I've got a bit of cash. Might have 20, 30 quid cash. That doesn't mean I'm your bank account and you can come to me and get money out of me.
I'm not interested.
Like, I had to spend 20 quid today on this. I'm skint.
I thought you got a discount.
Shut up. We don't need to... I also had 5 quid on my reward card as well, so I only paid like 8 quid for it. But shut up. 20 quid.
I'll probably be taking a loan out from you soon.
I'll consider it 20 quid. But you're not having any loans off. I don't have any money.
No, gold.
Gold loan? No, because I don't think I'll get it back. But you're saying, it's only game money, it doesn't matter.
I'll just keep mailing.
I quested for that money, boy.
I just started sending you in the letters, wrapped up bits of gold. Here's some gold and a bit of bread with some cheese.
Thank you so much.
No, I must admit.
Although I much prefer some mana drinks, to be honest. Because I've got plenty of food anyway.
But yeah, GTA 4, I'm liking the idea. One thing that's quite good, like Paul's just skimmed across it now, is that you
design
your own character. So everybody gets to design their own character and put it together for playing online. So you really do
Oh no, I don't like this.
Oh what?
First choose the sex of your character before selecting a head, hair, hat, optional sunglasses. Okay, fair enough. Next, you'll select a body and the top part of your outfit. There are different clothes for both sexes. I don't like that. I want to be a bloke and I want to wear a dress like Dinandale does. I want my pink moonwell dress. Go get it now.
Moonwell.
Well, the moon, whatever the festival is. The moon festival dress.
You got one of those?
Yeah, it's really nice. I usually wear it when I start doing a dungeon. Because then everybody thinks I'm really weird. So I take my armour off and put my dress on.
See, I've got the dress, but it's because I've got a female character who's in the dress.
Well, I've got my boy suit as well.
Yeah, I've got the boy suit.
For when I'm like proper role playing.
Yeah, I've got the boy suit for my dwarf.
Because the tuxedo suit, isn't elvish enough.
You got a tuxedo suit?
Yeah. Cool. I've got tuxedo suit, I've got my moon festival dress, and I've got my moon festival suit.
Well, I've always got my spare set of normal clothes that I use for just rugging around in, because I don't like having the armour on all the time. And then I've got
especially when
festival.
I have all this stupid green glow in the dark armour nonsense. You're role-playing. You're in a park in the storm and role-playing. And you've got some noob coming along in all this stupid armour, and they think, what the hell is that guy's problem?
Yeah.
No, I'm a noob. But I've got epic gear. Yeah, I've got my moon festival dress. Well, yeah, that's actually what I often do when people say, oh my god, I've got this weapon, and you know, they type the weapon and it shows up in the bottom of the screen. I usually link to my green quality fishing rod or my dress. Well, I've got this. You're gonna see me bragging. Anyway, let's wow more GTA.
But yeah, GTA, I really don't think it's gonna slip on multiplayer. To be honest, I think you're going to get a lot of people just playing it for probably like 5 minutes and then going straight onto multiplayer just to see what it's all about. So I think some people, I think their biggest pet hate is the fact that the multiplayer is going to be just as good as the single player. You're not going to know what the bloody hell to do first.
I would like a few, I'd be curious to know, because the fact you're in a city with civilians and stuff, I would like to... an option to turn. I imagine in multiplayer, you know, you have the thing above their head, like player
one.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah.
I would like the options to turn that off, so you could
sneak. You could.
So you could blend into the crowd.
Yeah. You could like walk, use the analog stick, go into walking, and you move around, and you're looking for someone suspicious. That would be quite good an option, and it'd be kind of nice to see that in there.
Yeah, good option, and it would be good to be in there. Because I would like that, you know.
Yeah.
I've got some guy driving around. Oh, I'm gonna kill you.
And then you're going along and you're kind of like, I need to get there. And you're, ooh, there it is. Run. And you're completely unaware that the car that's driving normally, that's just coming outside, he wheel spins and the guy sticks his head out and guns you down in the back sort of thing. Because the picture we got in front of here has got one guy walking along, looking over his shoulder. And then you've got two guys in a car and it looks like the bonnet's missing, actually.
No, it's just black.
One guy's driving. No, look, see, it's got like the indent. There's the engine.
It's just the sunlight.
One guy is driving while the other guy is leaning out of the car preparing to shoot for him. So it is kind of cool that now you're going to be able to... Fair enough, you could do it in, you know, what am I saying? You've done it before. Halo, everybody drives around a Warthog and someone else leans out and shoots. But now it's just, for Grand Theft Auto multiplayer, the idea of everybody just jumping in a car and driving around is pretty cool. I'm really feeling it. It's going to be good. But yeah, motorbikes are in it, which is another good thing.
Yep, and only 2 weeks to go this Tuesday.
Yeah, so it is going to be awesome.
Right, what's next?
What next we have, we're going to talk about Assassin's Creed.
Yep, Assassin's Creed.
Just briefly, it's been released for Windows.
It's like a limited edition version, isn't it? It's like an edited...
Yeah, you've got like a... It comes in like a tin box.
Isn't it it's like an editor's edition, so it's got some other content in there, I don't know.
I'm sure they chuck something in there, because it was, 6 months between release.
Yeah.
Or 6 months, or 4 months, or 5 months.
If you're a PC owner and you haven't played it yet, definitely get this. One thing I would advise...
Yeah, I was tempted to buy it today... But I was like, gee, am I gonna have time to play this with WoW? And it's like, no, because I can't even do Crisis. So I will probably try and play it at some point.
I would advise you to get it, Paul, just for the fact it's a good game to be able to use your Xbox 360 controller up here with playing it. It's one of those.
That means I have to go downstairs and get it.
You got two down there. You can just have.
I've got three down there.
There you go.
Which is black.
Ooh, you got a black epic one.
Yeah, to match my desk.
Why is it just not up here?
Because it was used downstairs for Bomberman when we were doing free player.
I've got an Epic Xbox.
Oh, really? It is.
It's an Elite.
So, I've got an Xbox 360 game console thing. You don't see me bragging.
No, I don't.
White quality.
Yeah,
apparently it's quite good. I know that Jim Bob and that lot have been playing it down work, and they like it because they don't really play console games, so they got it on the PC. And yeah, so it seems to be quite good port wise. I assume the keyboard and mouse controls are actually Mr. Web Envy wrote something on this. Let's just look up what he said. This is a Chapsticks blog, by the way. Yeah, he says it's finally out on PC. There's a screenshot, very nice. Blah 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 blah. One thing that threw me off with the controls, again, I've only played for a few minutes, so I may not have gotten used to controls, but some of the key mapping seems off. That was my biggest concern as well, that the controls wouldn't go over to the PC very well.
Right. But do you think that would be gotten away with by using an Xbox 360 controller?
Yeah, because, if you take Gears of War or Halo, for example, I don't think the controls are quite right for a PC game.
Yeah.
You can use a mouse... All that, very nice, it works fine, but there's something about the game which makes me want to use a controller.
I suppose because the feel like you're in the game.
If you take Halo 2, for example, the UI clearly is designed for a controller.
Yeah.
Because you've got A and B buttons on some of the icons for OK. The OK button is in the green button, which looks like the A button. You've got things like that.
But it's also the fact that, I suppose, when they were testing it to get the feel, to make sure that... Because a game, the gameplay works is when you forget you've got the controller or the keypad. You're looking at the screen, you don't think about your interface. You're not having to fight against it. And they got rid of that feeling straight away with those games, but with a controller, not with a keyboard. They were never testing the game with a keyboard.
Well,
so
yeah, the PC developers were trying to get the controls as good as they could, but,
the game's already been made, you're just doing a port, there's only so much you can do. But then again, you can always go out and buy yourself an Xbox 360 controller. They even package them now as PC controllers as well, don't they?
Yeah, same thing, it just comes with a driver disc.
Yeah.
Not that you need it on Vista or anything.
But yeah, I definitely recommend it. It's a great game.
Great game, whatever, get it. Let me know if it's any good and I might get it as well and try and play it at some point. When I don't have a million Chris playing around, let's do PvP, blah, blah, blah. The only reason they're not here now is because Amelia's working. Right, anyway. Other technology-related news. The EU Parliament has rejected the file-sharing ban and the whole kicking people off the internet for doing it thing. So that's good.
Oh, for the torrent stuff?
Yeah.
And all the other...
I think it was actually the French Parliament. No, it wasn't the French Parliament. It was the French President, Sarkozy. Was it him? I don't know. Some dude in France. It was a few months ago now. Saying that people... No, I think it was Sarkozy. He said that people who downloaded stuff should be booted off the internet. That's like saying people who steal things from shops should be booted off the real world.
Yeah.
The internet is essential. It's completely ridiculous.
It's a way of life.
If I didn't have the internet, I'd die. What's the point in living, man?
I would have serious.
It means
problems.
I would have to go to the library to research something instead of just typing in a few words.
Yeah, as well as the fact
remember
that
books, dude, books.
I wouldn't be able to check my phone because all my phone stuff comes through online. My banking's done online.
I wouldn't be able to work down game because we're on the internet.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to work. So I have to use the internet because our bank transactions go over the internet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah, it's a really bad idea sort of thing.
It's really ridiculous. So yeah, the EU Parliament has said no way to that and defeated the bill. There were also, of course, like a free strike rule. You're caught downloading Sonic 3 times in a row and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, all of these bills fail to understand that file sharing...
It's not illegal. It's what
is not illegal. I share files all the time. For example, Adam sent me a PDF document. He shared this document with me, which we won't talk about the content, but it was fine. It's a PDF file and it's got some pictures and writing in it because, you know...
I don't even think that's bad because all it is a scanned image of something that's one of my friends owns.
Yes.
So it's not like I did it in a shop. This magazine is owned by someone.
And it's really bad quality as well.
And he shared it with me. That's like saying if I took a picture of something, I'm not allowed to give it to someone else.
No, you're not. That picture contains people's private property, which you do not have a license to propagate. Sorry.
It's just...
Of course, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, it's a deep, dark hole that you just really don't want to go down. But yeah, it's...
That's why you have copyright law. Use that to punish people. Or better yet, punish the bloody people who charge 20 quid for a CD. What a rip, or 50 quid for a game.
Yeah.
Not that you can even pirate games anymore, because...
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's making it...
It's blowing the whole thing out of proportion.
Yeah.
You know... I'm sure everybody who's a nerd has downloaded things from the internet using evil BitTorrent clients. Gee, I download Linux builds over BitTorrent because I don't have an HTTP link to download it from. And you know, you get ISP saying, oh, we're going to block these ports, and then suddenly you can't download legitimate things just because some people use those protocols. You know, back in the old days, people use HTTP for downloading wares. Mm. They didn't see them blocking HTTP, do they? No. It's discrimination on non-port 80 ports. It's unacceptable.
Yeah. So it is...
Unacceptable, dude.
It's annoying.
All ports must be equal. Stop giving HTTP and port 80 more rights than they need.
Damn. Rights for the ports. Power to the ports.
Port 21 for the win. Oh my god, I like my FTP.
You need to get yourself an epic port, dude.
I have. I've got my epic router. Which is actually really crap and I should get a new one. Because every time I plug my computer into a network cable, I'm reminded that it's only 100 megabit per second. Because that's got a gigabyte. I don't know.
Yeah.
How annoying. How damn that tablet PC. It's making me want to buy new stuff.
Yeah. Do you get around to using it much now?
I do use it quite a bit. Because I do prefer reading on the tablet PC to reading on it. I mean, you know, I'll read something short here, but if I want to read something long, I'll do it on the tablet. Because then I can lie down and, you know, instead of...
You're not at the computer. It's your chance, because you spend so much time at a computer, I suppose it's your chance to get away.
Get away from the computer with a new type of computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, your body position. Like, I enjoy...
Well, yeah, it's also my note-taking device. As you can see here, I've got all my notes in it, like Apple's UI inconsistencies, something to do with visiting Catherine, something about Boris Yeltsin, and you know, it's, all my notes are in there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all
synced up. And if I'm on the tablet, I do that.
It's all synced up and it works fine. It's getting away from being sat at the computer because, you know, I'm exactly the same.
I cannot sit in this chair. I have to, you know, when you're not here, I do get up like usually within half hour just to have a walk around because sitting in the chair is like, oh.
Well, that's the thing. Is like
I do not like sitting down for extended period of time.
I will be sat in the office chair at home when I'm on the computer. If I'm not, I'm sat on the couch in front of the TV or I'm sat in my fat boy beanbag playing on the Xbox. But when I'm at work, I'm sat in another office chair in front of another PC. So my joy of being able to stretch my body out is to ride my bike. So I go for a ride on my bike on the way home and I just take the long way back. Don't get too dizzy spinning around in your chair.
Too late.
Right.
What the hell are we talking about?
We were just finished talking about BitTorrent. And then you were talking about your tablet.
So yeah, the EU Parliament has said that is really over the top and like they should. I mean, nowadays, you don't really need to download as much from the internet. You've got things like iPlayer. Oh, that's the thing. We should talk about iPlayer as well.
Or the BBC.
Yeah. Because
before, it was just for, like, catching the odd program, and they only did so much on it, and you had to maybe download some of it to watch certain things, and it wasn't that great. But all of a sudden, it's just started flowing to this big
Well, yeah, they released iPlayer, which was all BBC's. The BBC have all their programs available for download streaming for 7 days after showing. Because a lot of the time, you know, I have downloaded content from the internet, which is illegal. Although, as a BBC licensed player payer, I don't think it is illegal. Things like, I missed an episode of such and such. I'll download it off the internet.
Mm.
You know, that is the bulk of what my BitTorrent activity used to be. But now you've got iPlayer, so 7 days I can just watch it anyway.
Mm. See,
and if I download it, I've got 30 days to watch it, and I can watch it on the Xbox as well.
Yeah. I must admit, it's kind of like Sarah has lots of...
Not the BBC. I don't even know why the BBC bother putting a 30-day thing on it. You pay the license fee. You own the BBC. Tell them to not do that.
Yeah, it is true. Because fair enough. I'm
fair enough for a commercial, you know, channel to do that, but not the BBC.
It's like I'm watching,
like Heroes. I missed an episode of when they were showing Heroes on BBC. I downloaded that. Take me to prison.
Yeah,
because I missed it 1 week because my computer didn't record it because our aerial had screwed up.
Yeah, I was watching Heroes, but I was watching it.
When's the new season of that?
What, number two?
Yeah, when's that being shown?
Not entirely sure, but it's like
tell them to hurry up.
But that's the thing, is like I was watching season two in time with the Americans.
Oh my god, you downloaded a whole season? That is so illegal, dude.
No, I was downloading one episode at a time, watching it one week after the Americans. But yeah,
it's not like you don't have access to the content any other way, and you want to watch it. So people always say, oh, they look at how many people are downloading their stuff, and then say times that with 40 quid for what the DVD is worth, and we've lost all this money. They haven't lost any money from you downloading it because you can't buy it or watch it on television because it isn't anywhere.
Yeah. The thing is, I've watched it now, but when it all comes out on box set, I'll probably just buy them all on box
set. You know, when
set.
The revolution comes, you won't have to deal with any of this crap. Because you're paid to produce a TV program. I don't care how much money you're losing. You get paid to do it. That's your job. Get on with it.
Because the last thing I BitTorrented...
And if you don't like it, start a counter-revolution and we'll chuck you in jail, boy.
The last thing I BitTorrented was the movie Hitman, because I wanted to see...
Hitman?
Yeah. I wanted
If you're going to pirate stuff, pirate good stuff.
Well, that was the thing. I pirated it because I wasn't sure about the film. I wanted to know whether or not I wanted to go buy it on DVD. Now I've watched it, I've determined I will buy it on DVD when I see it for 3 quid in the sale in HMV. But I don't think it's worth 12 quid. And that is the thing. It's being able to preview stuff and then go, yes, because I wouldn't have BitTorrented it if I'd got a chance to go see it at the cinema. But because I missed it at the cinema, I had no ability of knowing what it was like before it came out, and I didn't want to put the money towards it on DVD.
Dude, stop admitting all your illegal activities on the internet.
But that's the thing, it's like, I'll BitTorrent watch it, and then I'll go out and pay full price on DVD, because I like to have the disc, I do like to
Well, that's
them.
The thing. I downloaded Battlestar Galactica. I've got the DVD sat on my shelf.
Yeah.
Sue me. Own it. That means I'm allowed to download it instead of picking the box up, getting the disc out, putting it in my computer and watching it like that. Because that's annoying.
Yeah. Some things I actually have, I have downloaded them because I own them, but just can't be asked to try and forcibly rip them to play them on a portable device. So I get them. So I ripped off a Japanese anime already had on DVD.
And you and your illegal activity.
And The Simpsons. And the only reason I did it was because I couldn't get them off the disc to put them on my iPod so I can watch them at work on my lunch break.
Ew.
They were too big to fit on my PSP.
So yeah, whatever. It's good that EU lays those ground rules because kicking people off the internet.
No, that's just bad. You're going to cause...
Obviously, if the bourgeoisie are losing loads of money and stuff like that from people downloading like every PC game that comes out, which, you know,
because that's the thing, is it's kind of like the internet. Think of it like this country, and no one owns it, but the people own it. But you see what I mean? The only things that are owned by anybody else is the wall that guards it. The doorways, which are the doorways to allow people onto the internet, are owned by people, and the guards that patrol it to make sure no one does anything they shouldn't be doing own that bit of wall. But everything inside belongs to the people, so you shouldn't be
fair enough, they can cut you off from going to that gate, dude, but
I do have a copyright notice on my blog. We probably also have a copyright notice on Gamercast.
Yes, we do.
So please do not download our shows. You must buy them on DVD.
DVD coming out next year.
We should
on
do that.
Super Blu-ray. Sony's next installment won't work on any of your other
Sony's
DVD
next
players.
Installment,
you have
which
to buy,
fixes all the problems with the first.
You have to buy a totally new Blu-ray player.
No, we just release it on compact disc. We can fit about one episode.
Nah, let's go old school, Betamax.
Dude, don't say that.
It's an evil word. It's dirty.
Well, yeah, especially because we don't actually have any video content to put on it.
No,
it would just be a picture of me doing this. And then the.
Oh, great.
I mean, you know, loads of people download things casually off the internet. Like I said, I downloaded an episode of Heroes I missed. Because of technical faults with my aerial. But, you know, I mean, everybody does that.
Yeah.
You do it, I do it. Other people do it. Everybody does it. So they can't sue everyone.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't even try, because, you know, casual downloading, blah, blah, who cares? Honestly, it's on flipping YouTube anyway.
Because that's the thing, it's
what, what are they going to do? Sue people who download it from YouTube?
Yeah, exactly. It's
where are you going to draw the line?
It's also the fact of saying, if you're going to draw a line, why are you drawing it at the end of the problem? Why not at the beginning of the problem? If someone downloads a cracked version of Office, for argument's sake, and you're
all
saying
my Office software is 100% legitimate,
you're saying that the person who downloaded it off
BitTorrent, all Catherine's Office software is also legitimate because I bought her a copy
of BitTorrent. You're saying that person's default, when really the person who got hold of the proper copy and made the crack to allow anybody to use it, shouldn't that be the person who should be in trouble, not the person who downloaded it for free off the internet?
Well, I don't know, because you can make the argument that person is sharing, and my mother taught me sharing was good.
Fair enough, then let's just share everything. Right, next on the list we got...
Basically, as a socialist, I'm not too bothered how much money the bourgeoisie are losing. Anyway, let's talk about Mario Kart, which is out on the Wii,
yeah,
which we have not downloaded, because it's a Wii game.
Yes.
And we don't have a chipped Wii.
But yeah, out with the steering wheel. The steering wheel.
Is there a mod chip for the Wii?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think they've chipped it as such. Now, I know that they modded the GameCube, but it was the best mod ever. It was just a disc you put in beforehand that allowed you to play Japanese and American games, which...
That's illegal, dude. You can't do that.
Wait.
You're circumventing copyright protection. That is illegal. I'm reporting you to the police.
It doesn't matter, because someone stole it. Unfortunately, that disc in the game was stolen with my game.
Just because you committed two legal things doesn't mean it's right. Just because it was nicked off you, no excuse.
It was only just to play Animal Crossing. It's not my fault they wouldn't release it in this country.
If they didn't release it in this country, you're not allowed it.
Well, I got my DS anyway.
No, the DS version, I'm sure that's...
I don't think they've awesome. Actually done anything for...
Well, no, the current consoles are obviously much harder to crack, because Microsoft employed, you know, a whole team of people, which probably consisted of two people to...
To be honest, I don't think Nintendo was actually that bothered by it with the GameCube.
Well, the GameCube, it was difficult to pirate because of the discs.
But the thing was, it wasn't more in the sense of, it wasn't chipping them for pirating, it was you put a disc in that allowed you to play an official game from another continent. And the advantage to that was that...
Well, surely the GameCube also...
There were games that only came out in different continents and never came out somewhere else, and you had more fan. They had more sales because you had fans who were fans of Japanese anime-style games that never came out in the UK. And if they did, they came out in such small quantity it was hard to get hold of. These people could get hold of these games now. Fair enough, they'd be in Japanese, but then you could get the American version that might not have come here. So, you know, they're still selling. This it's not like there wasn't. It's an illegal copy. So that I don't bother that much about. It's like having a disc you can shove in your Xbox that allows you to play an American version. And fair enough, there's no any real reason, because video gaming and DVDs has got to the point now where the release between each continent's got so close, I can't see the point of spending 40 quid.
No, that's the thing. Because of our efforts, comrade, everybody's forced to release things pretty much at the same time worldwide.
And for most people, no one can be bothered to pay, like...
Well, somebody get the phone.
£55 or £45, not including postage and packaging, for a game from another country to get it imported, where a week later you could get it maybe £39 and you can use your discount card or whatever, or a token from your granny, and get it a bit cheaper, and all you have to do is wait a week. And it's like, is it worth spending that extra money just to get a bit earlier? Now, fair enough, it is worth it for those games that will not come out in this country that are for specific genre style, like anime and stuff like that, but... Mario Kart Wii, have you had a look at the steering wheel? Because I've seen it, it's got like a button at the bottom. But
I've seen pictures of it, I've not actually held one.
I'm kind of curious, from the looks of it, it just seems like a really nicely made peripheral for the Wii Remote to stick into it. It doesn't do anything itself. It kind of like...
It's just a plastic holder.
Yeah.
Like the GameWare one. Yeah. It just looks a bit better than the GameWare one.
Yeah.
Because the GameWare one is literally just a circle.
But I've seen
a piece of plastic. The Wii one has... You know, it goes across there and you've still got the, you know, arch bit at the bottom, which makes it look like a proper wheel.
I saw a video that really confused me because I saw someone playing with the wheel, and the two friends who didn't have the wheel were playing with Wii Remotes and nunchucks like that, pointing the Wii Remote forwards and playing with the nunchuck, and that kind of confused me of the control system. I would have thought if he's playing the steering wheel like that, everyone should be holding it kind of like that sort of thing, but a bit weird. One thing I do like about it is the fact that you've still got the crazy cars where everybody's got a car that's designed to the person's personality of the character, yet so they keep those people happy from Double Dash, but at the same time they keep all the classic Mario Kart fans happy with the fact that it's called Mario Kart. You're supposed to be driving go-karts, and everybody's still driving a go-kart. So you've got cars to do with their personality, go-karts, and now motorbikes. Motorbikes are actually in it.
It would be... I can see so many people jumping and getting excited.
Yeah.
So is this actually better than the old version?
Well, Double Dash or the...
No, the Uber one.
The one that...
N64.
Not entirely sure. And also the fact you can download the N64 version on Virtual Console. I don't know if Super Mario Kart is on the SNES emulator yet or not. I must admit, I'd never play on my Wii as much as I used to. I haven't
played on it in ages. I play on the 360.
I think it's
because... The only stuff I've been playing on the 360 is arcade games. Because, you know, going into the box, getting the disc out, putting it in, is too much hassle.
To be honest, I think I've been put off by my Wii just since it got stolen. Because I had everything on there. I could pick up the Wii Remote and play Mario, the original Mario and all that. And because the fact that they don't keep anything in a like cloud like they do with the Xbox 360, I lost all my arcade stuff when I lost my Wii. And I lost all that content, and I cannot be bothered to pay to have that content back again. And I lost so much interest that I just don't want to know anymore.
Stuff like, I mean, anything on a console should be stored in the cloud.
Yeah.
But yeah, also talking about the Wii, and we talked about iPlayer earlier on. Wii now has iPlayer, as we said before.
Yeah, so you can watch. I saw something, someone left it on their blog that I know about
iPlayer. Yeah, it's basically like a web page you can visit.
Right.
I don't think you need. I'm not sure what the situation is. I think it's under development, so you might actually need the web browser.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it has a version of Flash. The video quality isn't anywhere near as good as a PC streaming one, and obviously nowhere near as good as a downloadable PC. But, yeah, that works. So apparently it's been re-engineered to work on the PS3 as well. That's the other
thing. The big thing I used to use my Wii for was for quick surfing, when I didn't have time to power up my PC and wait for everything to load up.
Do you leave your PC on or sleep?
It's on sleep at the moment. I've just started doing that now.
Good point.
But
waste electricity.
The
hurt the environment.
But I used to use my Wii for quickly surfing the net. Just have a quick look, check something out.
I would use the Wii for that, but I'm not paying $500 points for the fucking browser.
Exactly.
I've got a browser on my phone, a browser there, browser there, browser there, browser there.
I got mine for free. Because I got mine on release.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed about that, because that was actually one of the reasons why I said, yeah, okay, we'll get a Wii.
So for
now. And then it's like 500 points.
Huh? Yeah. So now I lost mine, and now I've got to pay for it back, and I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. So that's the other reason why I've been put off by buying anything again, because I was just kind of like, I bought it all once, so I'm not buying it again.
So yeah, somebody has taken the stream for the Wii website and re-engineered it so it works on the PS3. In the browser on that
PS3,
yeah, because it's streamed over like a web page,
right?
It's just Flash content you can watch on a PS3.
I thought we were talking about Wii, not PlayStation 3.
Both. The Wii one was re-engineered to work on the PS3.
Oh right, so the PS3 can do this as well.
Yeah, but of course the PC is obviously where it's at, because you can download the episode. It's good for 30 days. It's much better quality, and you can push it to an Xbox 360.
Proving the content for media content with
I'm sure Microsoft are in talks with the BBC over providing a link on the thing for it.
One thing I saw was kind of interesting. It kind of showed that Microsoft's still willing to use other people's content for their own people, like with the fact that I thought it was quite cool that they would allow the for you to plug in a PSP, you can plug in your iPod into an Xbox and move your media content and listen to it and use it through your Xbox, because you can hook up a PC to your Xbox 360 and allow all the content to come through. They actually now allow you to do it with Macs as well, so you can have all your music and video and everything like that from your Mac come straight onto your Xbox and use it all on your Xbox.
I'm sorry, what?
The Mac and Apple.
What? Oh, you mean a Macintosh? All those things. Oh, right, okay. Well, that's only because it's an open protocol. It's universal plug and play. And, you know, everybody supports it.
Yeah.
It's not an evil Microsoft thing.
No, I just like the fact that it's cool.
Yeah, also, speaking on the iPlayer topic, just quickly, I know we're running out of time, and I've got loads of things to talk about still. ISPs have also been moaning at iPlayer because the iPlayer has been a huge success. There's been like 432 million shows downloaded. And all the UK ISPs are like up in arms saying, we want money because this is taxing our networks because of all the usage it's getting. And it's like, you're in no position to talk, you retards. Mm. You flipping, you know, what have they done in the last few years? Oversold capacity. Look, 8 meg line, blah, 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 all this capacity. But they haven't upgraded their networks.
Mm.
You know, hard cheese. Yeah. Of course, what we should do is renationalise British Telecom, destroy all the private companies, have a single publicly owned, publicly accountable, democratically elected body which controls telecommunications in this country. Instead of having all these like shit companies like Virgin Media, you try and contact support. You don't go anywhere. The line doesn't work for a month, and you know, Jesus Christ.
I must admit, how cool would it be if you
put engineers in charge of BT and let them design the most kick-ass network in the history of the universe?
Yeah.
Almost unlimited power, man. And I don't care how much it costs as a taxpayer. Just get it done.
Yeah, have all. Have all this content, and you can sit there instead of this Virgin. I can watch anything I want. It's how like right. So I've got BT. I've got Ultimate Broadband all the time. I don't have to worry about any cheap prices because it's just broadband. It's UK broadband. And then for TV, I've got digital. Watch any episode I want when I want through the BBC.
I like the BBC.
That'd be cool. Right, next we had coming soon. We've got Indiana Jones and Rock Band.
Lego Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Lego Indiana Jones. The Indiana Jones game, which I don't know if it's to do with the film. I think it might be the film. The new game. They've got one where you're actually playing Indiana Jones, not the Lego Indiana Jones, and that's yet to come out. But yeah, Lego Indiana Jones coming out soon. I think it's. Later on, around about 26th of May, and also Rock Band, which has
had a UK release date and price.
It's similar release date. Thing that got me was the fact that, fair enough, it is nice that you can buy the game. It's around about retailing at $39.99, and you can buy the full box set of microphone, guitar, and drum kit for £99. Now, I know that there is a limited Uber version, which you can buy it all in one. But I did see online that you could buy the microphone, the guitar, and the drum kits all individually. So for someone who wanted to go out, they could just go buy the game.
EA are doing Rock Band, aren't they?
I'm not entirely sure, actually, who's doing it. I've only just seen one clip. Don't know,
because it hasn't come out in the UK, nobody really here knows anything about it.
Yeah, it's just this Uber thing.
It's this thing we've heard about while we're all playing Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's something we're going to seriously look into more on GamerCast when it comes closer to it, because it is one of those things where it's like the thing that Nintendo tried to say in so many words. We are trying to market the industry of arcade gaming, where you're physically doing something that you have to put money into to do for arcade. So anybody can play it, you know, everybody can have a go on arcade machines because they're a little bit more intuitive because you're doing something. And we've had things like Steel Battalion that was one of the first big ones where you had a game that came with a massive big control pad. And to be honest, that game wouldn't have been any good if it wasn't for that stupid big control pad.
The game itself is terrible.
And I'm really grateful that Craig lent it to me to literally have a go and say I have played Steel Battalion. And after a while, it did get a bit annoying. But it was...
First time you boot the thing up, you work out, you press that, and it's whoa, man.
It was really cool.
I would get one if I had somewhere to put it and if it was a right price.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, live with a huge box living in my room.
Yeah, it is a pain. It's just...
In fact, I'm tempted to get rid of all this stuff, all of that stuff, stick it all up in the attic and just have, empty shelves, because I really like empty shelves and just have, a computer.
Hmm.
So I'm so fed up of junk in this place. Look at it. Tip. Anyway, well, one last topic. World of Warcraft. Adam has reached level 40.
Yeah, I've got my mount. Because I'm a paladin, all it cost me was 90 silver at a paladin trainer, so I've got the horse. I found it a bit weird to control at first, because no sidestepping, strafing or anything like that. He just kind of runs sideways. Yeah, that's what I found weird. He just, I've seen people sidestep now and again, but I tried sidestepping and the horse just kind of moves that way and I look that way, so he kind of does that and then goes forward. But I think I've seen you sidestep on your saber before.
Yeah, I just press the keys.
Yeah.
The controls are the same as walking around normally.
Yeah, exactly. I sidestep as walking around. The horse doesn't seem...
Your horse is broken, right, okay.
I don't think the horse... Your sister to have a go on her horse and see if it sidesteps. It might be horses just don't sidestep.
Maybe it's just, maybe you've just got the keys set up wrong or something.
Yeah, might be. But yeah.
Dinadao is level 69. Amelin is also level 69.
You're close to level 70.
I could have leveled up 2 or 3 days ago.
So you're just trying not to do trying not to touch anything.
Yeah,
the
daily PvP quests are slowly leveling me up, because I've got a load of quests in my quest log which are complete, ready to hand in, which would level me up if I decided to go, right, that's it, level up time, and just do it. But the thing is...
Can't you not get rid of your PvP quests?
I like doing the PvP quests, because you get $400 honor.
Oh, yeah, because that's your goal. You'll get...
I need honor.
You'll get leveled up a little bit, but it's all... You'll get the...
Yeah, I think I'm 20,000 experience away from leveling up, so I've got another 2 days of PvP quests. You get about 12,000 for a PvP quest.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Once you're done there, that's it, I suppose.
I'm trying to wait for Amelia to get a bit closer up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've also got loads of people in the guild now. We've got you, we've got Pete, who's level 28. He's a mage, that's cool. Sophie, I got last week, I made her play it, and so she actually signed up.
Oh, the girl from that game.
Yep, she's playing it now. I don't know what her character is yet, because I didn't see her today, but she's on there, and she will be invited to the guild. Although she's probably in level 5 or something.
Yeah.
New.
The good thing is, I think it's good.
She's
to
too
have,
busy playing Assassin's Creed.
It's quite good to have people that know each other through associations of each other, so that people are.
Oh my god, that's that guy! I know that guy. That's that retard who Adam hangs out with. What was up, dude?
But it makes it a bit better, because especially the fact that for part of the guild, three members of the guild are sat in the same room when they play, sort of thing, and I'm only down the road and.
Yeah, I'm tempted to ask for contact numbers for all of our people, guild people who are online a lot. There's Vonnie, who's online a lot. Give me your phone number so we can say, hey, look, we want to do a dungeon. We just need one more person.
Yeah.
Then we can text. Yeah, I'll give people my email address, because I get my emails all the time.
Yeah, I think that'd be quite cool.
Dude, get on, wow!
Because on the guild...
Of course, it would actually really freak somebody out. Imagine if you got a text message on your phone saying, Brindley, get online.
Yeah, but you can add the notes. We can add the notes so everybody can see on the guild, but you can also put notes on people. I've noticed on the friends there's a little piece of paper to the left of everyone's name, and you click on it, you can add a note so that you can remember. If you've got this friend and he's like, how are you, and you're kind of like, who's the hell is this? I remember playing with him, but I cannot remember. That was 4 levels ago. And you could, this guy comes up and you go, dude was helping me on quests for dungeons.
Well, yeah, there's 2 different types of notes. You've got public notes, which the public can set to be whatever they want. For example, my public note is Dynastian Superstar.
Yeah.
But there's also officer notes. I'm not sure if you're an officer or not.
No, I'm not. I'm just standard. No. You've not.
I'll upgrade you to officer, since you're online again now.
Yeah. But
you can read my funny officer notes, which I've been setting for everybody. Foulclaw, for example. Have you seen Foulclaw much?
Foulclaw came straight up to me and started trying to invite me to join...
Oh, to do the stockades. Right.
But the thing was, I was sat in the priesthood chapel in Stormwood, and I had every single button on my screen deactivated. I ripped them all out of the UI and started again because I ran out of space. So I thought, right, it's spring cleaning time. I had to reorganize all my blessings, all of my this, that, and the seals, the lot. And I've had to do it again because I had to shuffle them all the way along just so I could fit in the button to summon my horse. And I looked at what I've got yet to get, and I was like, right, I've had to start.
I've reached a point where I've had to put the sidebars on now.
Yeah, I've already got the sidebars on for the useless stuff. But I'm having to use shift and up to swap the bottom sidebar to the next, roll it round once. So, yeah, pain. But I do actually use that at the moment. At the moment, what I've done is I've got every single rank of resing. And I've got every single rank of healing. So say for example, say my manta's running low and my healing goes off straight away, shift up, and I can see I've got, say, three more lower ranks of healing. So I can at least heal some. I don't have to wait for the manta to go up. If I need to heal quickly, I can heal myself just a smidge out of what manta I've got, which I thought was quite a useful tip to do for myself. So I thought that was quite good for healing sort of thing, of you utilising all those other ranks. Because when you rank up a level of an ability, you don't use the other one. But that previous one wasn't as good, but it won't use as much manta or an ability or something like that.
Indeed.
But yeah.
However, speaking as a hunter,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to kill you.
Cool.
It's time to hunt some dwarf.
Hunt some dwarf.
Yeah, dude.
I still don't know what character to have next.
Oh, you've got to get to up to level 70 yet, dude.
Oh, yeah, I promised myself I'm going all the way to the top before I let him go.
It'd be sweet.
Mm.
All of us level 70. Apart from Catherine.
What level she's at?
27, whatever she was like a year ago when we last played.
No, she's busy then. I must admit, I was the same. I barely could level.
You're not busy.
Like, no, when I was
you're sat down there on your thing playing on the ice. Every time I see your messenger, Adam is watching a film. Adam is playing a game.
I meant when I was at uni, I still had time to play massive multiplayer games, but
Adam is playing City of Heroes. Adam is playing Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah, that's all I was doing. I didn't have WoW. One of my mates had WoW, but there was no point in me getting it because I was about to lose the internet and I knew I didn't have the internet at home. I actually got the internet at home when I graduated from uni just to play World of Warcraft. It was great. Past the time.
Indeed.
But the only reason, because the thing is, some people may pick up on the fact that I've actually been, especially with some people in the guild, I've been playing WoW for longer. But the thing was, I originally played Star Wars Galaxies, then I played City of Heroes, then I played WoW. But I kept rotating back through them, and I have multiple characters on all of them, and on different servers. So I think if I'd put all of my efforts into one character, especially on WoW, as soon as I got into WoW, if I just played WoW constantly with Brinley only all the time, I would already be at level 70 now. But it's the fact that I put the effort into so many other characters, because I've got like two level 19s on another server. I've got a level 10 and a 15 with Brinley. I've got two level 27s on City of Hero and a level 10. And I couldn't even tell what level my characters are on Star Wars because it works on a different frame of leveling now. Well, it did, and my characters, I don't know what level they are because they've all kind of started from the beginning again because they made everything like WoW instead of like Star Wars. But yeah, that's all I got to say.
Well, I think that rounds it up.
Yeah. We will be back May. May the 4th. So,
we'll GTA 4 review.
And the Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day?
Yeah, may the 4th be with you.
That's very good.
So yeah, we will see you on May
minus
the 4th.
Minus 5 points for Adam.
Yeah, so we'll see you on May the 4th, and we'll have GTA 4. Hopefully I should have picked it up that Saturday. And also I'll give my view on shopping for games.
Are you going to be playing World of Warcraft when you're in Canada?
I don't have a laptop, so I can't take it out with me. I don't know if John still has World of Warcraft installed on his laptop. I very much doubt it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to play. But I'm going to be going off looking around Canada.
Doesn't Sarah have a laptop?
Right, let's rephrase this. Cold day in hell when World of Warcraft's on my laptop. I've tried to convince her to play, but she's not into video gaming the same.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll write you a note, which you can hand to her, which will convince her you're allowed to have World of Warcraft on her laptop.
Unless you're going to offer 100 quid, I don't think she'll bend.
Dude, put World of Warcraft on your laptop. Adam will die if you do not. Plus, he will get kicked from our guild, and he will cry like a baby.
Oh, I'm on holiday.
Oh, shut up, you're not on holiday, you've got to play WoW. No excuses, dude, you have to get to level 50. 50? No, level 60 by the 4th, okay?
Yeah.
Can't get to it.
Well, the hardcore. Cool thing is, I should hopefully be level 70 by the time
Time next year.
No, I'm going to be... Now that I've got to level 40, I can actually be in sync with the book I've got, and I'll actually follow it down to the T. And hopefully level up quick. Because look how quickly, from the speed I was leveling up before, and I was kind of pushing myself to just get into level 35, and then I've gone up, within a week and a bit, I've gone up to level 40.
Have fun when you're level 60 and you need 600,000 experience.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
But you do get 1,000 XP for a kill, so who cares?
Yeah, it still balances out. It's to stop you going and leveling up at low areas, really, isn't it?
Maybe.
But yeah, no, it's going to be good.
Yeah, see you on the 4th anyway.
Yep, we'll catch you guys later.
Join our guild. And if you don't, we will kill you.
Power to the guild.
Rise of the Dragonstar.
Right.
We should rename the guild as well.
Can you rename the guild?
No, we have to reform it. We should call it Rise of Gamercast.
No.
Gamercast.net. Yeah, let's do that. Anyway, we're really going to end the show now.
Yeah, we'll
see you guys. I've put my cursor to the stop button a few times now.
And we will see you guys on May the 4th.